Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yo. You caught me off guard.
Are we really doing this in the middle of my segment?
Hold up. Mr. West,
really
I'm looking for
this.
You.
We're doing
because
this.
This is what I do. I'm going to spit hot lines and hot fire. Like Dylan, and I inspire at the Mercedes-Benz. Yeah, I can't believe you played that again, though, man. I'm supposed to let that go.
No. They're not letting it go. Especially not when we have like the internal show text going, and we've got a producer who's out there saying, "Hugh, you are not on my level when it comes to rap."
Abe wrote a rhyme like that fast. He wrote a rhyme.
Your level?
Yeah, he wrote a rhyme.
Okay.
Abe is multifaceted. Uh-huh. If you didn't know, John Free. Oh yeah, and it just might since we, you know, I'm trying to get me a win. I was right about the Moscow Mule yesterday. I saw some of the texters text in. Say that it does give it a specific flavor. So in your face, Abe Gordon, how about that? Thank you. I might not be able to rap, but I know certain things
again, you can't get random things here for the sake of the listeners. Welcome back to the morning show. It's going to be a busy hour here. Morgan Shaw Parker on what you can expect if you're going to a Falcons game, and then she'll join us live, and then Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Atlanta Falcons here. What he was referencing is yesterday I asked, I have my four favorite drinks at the lake, because in a couple of weeks I'm going on vacation. It's something that he doesn't understand, but I'm going on vacation in a couple of weeks, and one of the choices was Moscow Mule, and I ask in regards to Moscow Mule whether or not that tin cup, you know, amounts to anything, and Abe was saying no, it's just a glass, but you're saying now, Hugh, it does amount to something, huh?
Yeah, because Oren sent me a text yesterday saying that people were basically saying that yes, it does mean something, because it's like the condensation or something helps keep it cold or something like that, but it does affect the flavor of the Moscow Mule.
See, there you go. So you were right.
Yeah, in your face. How about that? It's the little wins, John. It's the little. You gotta take the little W's, man.
You understand temperature and flavor are two separate words.
I'm looking for the Solomon Brothers text, but it's the same. Like, but the bottom line is Abe, I won because I was right.
No. Keeping it cold. Not
it
watering
says,
it down,
okay,
I guess.
Wait a minute, let me see.
It's not it changing says, the flavor palette.
The Moscow Mule is served in a copper mug because of excellent thermal conductivity. When sipped, it releases a cooling sensation, I guess.
Yeah, it keeps it
that
cold.
That does affect the flavor.
No, it keeps it cold.
It affects the flavor.
Well, cold Moscow Mules are usually better than lukewarm. I'm just saying.
But they taste the same.
It does affect the flavor.
No, they don't really so much. This morning we wake up with Russell Westbrook on the Lakers, Max Scherzer on the Dodgers, Cam Reddish still on the Hawks, and maybe Marcell Ozuna on the Braves. Let me ask Abe and Oren and you, Hugh. Let me ask the question. Here's the backstory to the big news. The Braves, obviously, as you know, are getting ready to come home. Big weekend ahead against the Milwaukee Brewers. Hank Aaron weekend. They won. They went 5-4 on that trip. I don't expect before the 4 o'clock trade deadline that they're going to be making any major moves. Maybe there's some little minor thing tweak here or there, and they're going to try and jerry rig this whole thing with bailing wire. But the bigger news that happened that dropped yesterday, amidst everything else that was going on, the NBA draft and trades and this and that and Falcons, was this little nugget about the fact that the the prosecutors in Sandy Springs have looked at the video. I don't know why it took them so long, that Marcel Ozuna and the confrontation that he had with his wife, Genesis, and they said, yeah, you know what, there's no felony here. As a matter of fact, we're dropping all charges and all felony charges, and maybe it's a misdemeanor. And, oh, by the way, we are going to release the video to the public. But when I read, Hugh, that Marcel Ozuna was going to have these charges, the felony charges, dropped, and it was going to be misdemeanor and maybe a little bit of probation, I thought, well, you know, the Braves are on the hook for $65 million here. Does that mean that in a couple of weeks, suddenly Marcel Ozuna could be back? And would you welcome him back if he was back? So, Hugh, kind of a two-pronged question. Could he be back? And do you think that the team and the fans will welcome him back?
I don't see why not, John. I mean, I don't see why not, because this is the problem. You say, well, the teams and the fans welcoming him back. I don't see why not, because, you know, you're talking about the wheels of justice that turned slowly, that found that he didn't do anything. So who are we to say that he still should be persecuted for what the wheels of justice said, that it was a done deal? Like, I don't understand that. You know, we're talking about, well, you know, not talking about you per se, but people are saying, well, you know,
I know what you're saying.
But people are saying, you know, we got to see what the video said. What do you need to see? If the prosecutor is not prosecuting the case, the police have backed off of it, what do you need to see? You're not a cop. You're not a prosecutor. But for your own peace of mind, because you rushed the judgment to judge this man, you need to see what? What do you need to see? To say that you were wrong in judging him? I mean, listen, John, this is an unfortunate situation. And I get it. I get it. When you hear things like this and you hear about people putting their hands on women, that's a knee-jerk reaction. But to be fair to both sides in this situation, especially when you look at the history of him and his wife, we shouldn't rush the judgment, man. Shouldn't rush the judgment.
Oren, they do say they're going to release the video, which will be interesting. We'll all get to see it, apparently. Provided that they have dropped the felony charges, and it turns out that, let's just say, for the sake of argument here, for the discussion right now, that the video is, you know, he's defending himself, for example, and the cops went way overboard in their description, because to Ozuna's credit, okay, we got to give him this much. When Ozuna came out and very publicly said, the cops are lying, I did not do any of what they said I did, because they made it sound like, the cops made it sound like he was trying to kill her. So he said, none of that is true. And now apparently the prosecutors agree with at least that much, okay? So let's say that the video isn't damning as we thought, and maybe he is trying to defend himself. Do the Braves take him back, and would the fans and the team welcome him back?
He doesn't play again for the Braves in 2021 at all. He doesn't play. Between Major League Baseball, what they're doing right now with Trevor Bauer, and this.
It's a bad. I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's a bad look. It's a bad look.
Like, it's just the Major League Baseball is going to step in. It's what, 50 some odd games left in the season? No, he doesn't play. He misses the rest of the season, and he probably misses a portion of next season too, wherever he is, if he's on a roster next year. But no, there is 0% chance you see Marcel Ozuna play for the Braves or any major league team in 2021.
Abe, what's going to happen here, do you think? Oh, so he's running in the studio. Like, I didn't say, you know, 2 minutes ago that I was going to ask you guys a question.
It must be Petty Friday. Must be Petty Friday
radio show.
No, Oren's right. For a number of different reasons. One, the Braves are out of it. So to deal with that, not that you want to justify it, but if the Dodgers attempted to bring back Bauer, I would certainly understand it more than the Braves
Can I just say this real quick? The Trevor Bauer situation.
The Dodgers, hang on, the players of the Dodgers said no.
Yeah, and the Trevor Bauer situation and the Marcel Ozuna situation are two totally different situations. I understand what you're saying.
Maybe not. I haven't seen video on any of it.
Dude, my thing is this: if they're not prosecuting it, what is there to see?
The cops are right, Hugh. The cops made it sound like we were going to see Ray Rice.
Yeah, like listen,
right?
When we start talking about this, everybody had their own opinions about this from what we were told about the situation. You know what I mean? That's like I said, when you hear, you know, the fact that the cops saw it, you know, and you're thinking, oh, it must be bad. Everybody kind of rushed to judge.
There's two separate discussions here, though, Hugh. Burden of proof legally is one thing. Character clauses within the professional sporting leagues are a different thing. And so whether it's a misdemeanor or felony, legally is a big difference.
Okay.
But the character clause, or whatever you want to term it, that MLB likes to live by, is completely different. And so I still expect a suspension, a lengthy suspension, to Orrin's point, when they do come to the point where they have to decide. I do think he will still be out, whatever the list they have to put him on is.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, fine. Stuff. You know what? Let's say that that's the case, because we can't know until we see the video. Let me rephrase the question. This is real simple. We just go around the room real quick. Do you expect, just kind of yes or no, do you expect you will ever see Marcell Ozuna in a Braves uniform in the lineup again, yes or no? You?
I think so. But to Orrin's point, and to Abe's, that for that matter, probably not this year, just because of the look.
Orrin, do you expect to see Marcell Ozuna in a Braves uniform and in the lineup again ever?
I have to kind of watch myself when I say this, but if Marcell Ozuna was 35 or 36, then there would be no chance of that. But based on his age and his productivity,
and
based on those factors right there, and I don't want to overlook anything that's outside of the scope of sports with this, but it always comes down to can this person perform?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, he can play.
We'll make sure I clarify.
He can play. Yeah, he can play.
That.
Yeah. I understand.
And
yes,
be clear. Let's be clear, because I don't want anybody to misconstrue what we're saying. We're not condoning
anything
that
he did. We haven't seen the video yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We're having a conversation on the air.
I mean, we can see the video and say, it's not that bad, but it's bad enough.
You know, if it's anything where he's putting his hands on anything like that, yeah, that's not.
All right, Abe, real quick, yes or no, and then I want to make a point that you made about Bauer. Go ahead, say yes or no.
He will play, yes.
Okay. So here's the point about Bauer, what Abe was talking about. The reason that Trevor Bauer will never be back in the Dodgers is because the players said, right, we don't want him back. And why did the players say we don't want him back? Because the players' wives and girlfriends said, you're not taking that. You can't go home and look at your woman and say, yeah, I'm in favor of that guy coming back.
Man, listen. Now, again, it's when you hear some of the stuff that he allegedly did, and, like, this is the problem with Trevor Bauer. I think it's he's a little quirky from the jump. And then, you know, and again, I don't know the whole story, and I will be the first to tell you that I am – again, rushing
dude,
the judgment.
Dude, it was 50 Shades of Black and Blue. Come on,
yeah,
what are you talking about?
And I am again, rushing the judgment. And I'm going against, and I'm being a hypocrite by saying what I'm saying. But it just don't look good for him. Between the two, it look way worse for Trevor Bauer than it does for Marcell Ozuna.
Well, we haven't seen the video.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying on the surface, John.
You're right.
On the surface. On the surface.
Yeah.
And again, we're I'm not condoning any of this behavior. I got to be clear with that. But we're on a talk show and we're speculating right now. So yeah, between the two, yeah, it just looks like because this is what it is, John. And it's not fair. But I don't know Trevor Bauer from a can of paint. But some of the quirky things that he does, and when you listen to the stories that the young lady's telling about how he operates, they kind of fall like you know how when you see somebody be like, I can see that from him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can see him doing
that. Yeah, two to tango, too, as well,
yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah, I can see that from him.
And it's true of Marcell Ozuna. I mean, his account of this is that, you know, of course, you know, the wife was, you know, not uncomplicit here,
yeah,
if that's
a
word.
They sound like they go back and forth.
She had been arrested prior to, right, for domestic or at least.
Yeah, they go.
You know, right?
They sound like they go back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, these two have been going at each other. So maybe just, you know, get away from each other. So, again, but we'll all have to wait on the video here. But what an interesting turn of events here. And the video will be everything as to what eventually the fans think, the teammates think, Major League Baseball thinks, the Braves thinks. When they release this video, it's going to be, and I wouldn't imagine it's going to be all that long. I'm thinking it's going to be a couple of weeks. And we'll see it because the Georgia laws say that, you know, they got to release a video. So here we go. That'll be interesting to watch. All right, back to the Falcons here. In a few minutes, the general manager, Terry Fontenot, live with us. Next, Morgan Shaw Parker on what you can expect. With the Dirty Birds, she is the marketing officer, chief marketing officer for the Falcons, and we can expect at the stadium this year for the team. We'll get a chance to talk to her for a couple of minutes and more as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90. Time the game on this Friday. Big weekend ahead for the Atlanta Falcons. Practice will be live. 90 Time the Game will be live from Flowery Branch Saturday and Sunday. Chris Goforth, Harry Douglas, 9 a.m. to 1 Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 Sunday as the Falcons continue their countdown. 2 weeks from today, opening preseason game of the year against the Tennessee Titans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And what can you expect that's going to be new at the Benz this year? We'll welcome into the show Morgan Shaw Parker, one of our favorite people to talk to, Chief Marketing Officer of the Atlanta Falcons, as she joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Morgan.
Morgan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Morgan, you know, I'm a little bit excited because back in the day when I used to play way back when, the Dirty Birds were like the thing. So that's something new with the Atlanta Falcons this year, huh?
It is. Well, it's actually not new. You know, it's been around for more than 20 years. So we are leaning into it. As you guys know, everything we do here with Arthur Blank's core values is about listening and responding. And, you know, when COVID hit, we really took time to pause and listen to our fans. And the overwhelming, resounding theme was bring back the Dirty Birds. And so we're leaning in heavy. You guys know this is a year of inflection for our team, new leadership, evolving team identity, second year of our new brand identity. And Dirty Birds is not about reliving the past. It's about welcoming back the old, but really inviting the new. So I can't wait.
Yeah, you dodged the question, didn't you, Morgan? Did you learn the dance? Do you do the dance, Morgan?
You know what? When you come to Atlanta, you have to know the dance. But you know what? Everybody makes it their own. You know what? Kyle Pitts came in here doing the dance on his own. Mike Davis has his own version. I love it. It's incredible.
Now, with this, you've got something called the Dirty Bird Nest. Walk me through that.
The Dirty Bird Nest is actually really cool. So we've got a lot of new season ticket member benefits, but this is actually different. The Dirty Bird Nest is something that was named by the fans. It's actually Section 134 is going to be a fan-friendly, super fan section. So for all those avid fans that really want to help us create a home field advantage, this is an area that doesn't require a PSL. It's actually where you're going to have fans on their feet, cheering, helping our team win these games. And it's really something that is, affordable for our fans. It's accessible. We've already sold about halfway through these tickets. There's about 900 of them. So this is really a rabid section where those avid fans can be. And they named it. We really went back to the fans and said, what do you want the name of this section to be? And overwhelmingly, they said, it needs to be the Dirty Birds. So the Dirty Birds Nest.
August 7th. The team practices at the Benz. How big is this opportunity for people to actually see the team in the stadium?
Well, as you guys know, the team's back on the field. Well, they're back in the building today. They had their first team meeting yesterday, which was really cool. They're back in pads on Tuesday. And then Saturday next week on the 7th from 2 to 4, they will be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium doing an open practice for the fans. So this is really the first time as fans you get to touch, you get to feel. You actually don't really get to touch. But at the end of the day, you get to be back.
I was wondering. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute.
Please don't touch. No, you get to be back in the stadium and really get the energy back with these guys. And so, you know, we've got $5 charge. All ticket proceeds go to Emory Research and Discovery Program, which is one of our long-term partners. You get to hear from Wes and Dave, which we're really excited about. They'll MC the event. Coach Smith is actually going to talk to the fans as well, either before or after practice. So we're really excited about that. So it's the first time the fans really get to see the team back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
And if you've never, we keep saying this, Morgan Shaw Parker, Chief Marketing Officer of the Falcons, if you've never had an opportunity because of finances, and we understand some people can't, to see Mercedes-Benz Stadium for $5, here's your chance to just, you know, be part of a, you know, I granted it's not a game itself, but it is an event. You'll see the Falcons in person and you'll get to tour the stadium and really take in everything that is that phenomenal building.
Well, I'm excited about it. And John, I better see you there doing the dance. Hugh's going to show you how to do it. So I'm going to
get out for the photo.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I could probably do it today. My knees, though.
He's already copping out. I gotcha. Okay. All right. Fine. The open practice again a week from Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is $5. AtlantaFalcons.com if you want to buy some $5 tickets to be able to see. If you've never seen the stadium, it is pretty cool. There's a lot of excitement around the team, obviously, seeing him yesterday Seeing Kyle Pitts, the number one pick, seeing Arthur Smith, and Morgan, I know that we can't know exactly what's going to happen this season, but I think that there's a lot of reason to be optimistic, with a new coach and a new staff. And there is a buzz that I noticed yesterday that I haven't felt in camp. It was the same kind of buzz. All right, now this is going to get me in trouble, Morgan. Same kind of buzz I felt in 2016, and I know they went to the Super Bowl. I get all that. But there was a buzz in 2016 that where the assembled media and that there was something there, and over the last couple of years I go to camp and it was just a little stale. Maybe it's just the newness of it, but there was a jump in their step, I think, fair to say.
I totally agree. You feel it, you hear it, you see it from the players, and the cool thing is you really see it from the city too. Our ticket sales are soaring. We've got ticket sales off the charts, more than double what we were seeing back in 2019 before the pandemic. You've got a real new excitement and new energy that's flowing into this team, and I can't wait to see them on the field.
So if fans want to be part of the open practice, that's AtlantaFalcons.com, correct?
Absolutely, AtlantaFalcons.com. You can get your tickets there for $5, and we'll see you on August 7th.
Right. And more about the Dirty Birds as well as on the Falcons official website. And the Dirty Bird
Yes,
Nest.
Dirty Birds, you're going to see a lot of that in the city. And so, you know what? You bring back your dance in the way that you know how. I can't wait to see you two.
Yeah.
I got
to remember. You know what? I'm about to go ahead and YouTube me some videos of Jamal doing it. I'm going to see if I can copy that.
Well, Jamal, sure. He wrote the dance.
Wait a second,
you guys. It wasn't just Jamal. It was O.J. Santiago. So we're going back a little
bit
more.
Oh, yeah, true.
So.
You're right about that.
Okay.
Yeah, Jamal takes a lot of credit. O.J., yeah, she's not wrong. That big tight end could dance, too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Shout out to Orrin because he did text us that, and we missed that in the text. So, give Orrin his props.
I'm not about to disrespect my team that way. I'm not.
What you mean? So, you're copping out, John. That's basically what you're saying.
Yes. I think I heard him cop out.
He did. And he just said he copped out. No, John, you got
we'll
to
get
do this.
John. We'll get you. You're going to be doing this dance.
If I do this, no, see, here's no, Morgan. You don't understand.
To do the dance.
Morgan, if I do this and post it on social media, people will blame me. The thick tongues come out, and it just is not good for
Hey, man, you got to do it, though, John. I mean, you got to do it, man. We got to do it.
You got to have
you
fun.
You got to do it, John.
I can't wait.
it's gonna be embarrassing, John. I mean, it ain't like the first time you embarrassed yourself. I mean, just go ahead and make it a trend, man. It'll be all right.
Excuse me?
This is how I know football is back, is when I get to be on with you two.
Hello. Hey, Morgan, as always, love having you anytime. Appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day.
Love you guys.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Wait, what?
What?
Dude, not the first time you embarrassed yourself.
No, I'm just saying, John, it ain't. I'm just saying.
Hey, I just want to pat myself on the back for dropping
that nugget
text before she even mentioned that. Just letting you guys know that I sent a text about the O.J. Santiago Dirty Bird before
and
she missed it. And you know what? Y'all missed it. But I sent that text before she said it. So,
Yes, you did.
Go Orrin. Go Orrin.
Yay! Golf clap.
Oh, I can't wait to see you, Dirty Bird, John Fricky.
Oh, it's happening.
See you, Dirty Bird, John Fricky.
It's gonna happen. He gonna Dirty Bird.
Dirty Bird. It's gonna be more like the.
It won't be the first time I've embarrassed myself.
It's gonna be like the slightly muddy hen.
There's a video from my wedding with the Maven, and I just I cringe. I had a little liquid courage.
That's how it usually works,
courage.
John. I mean, hell, it ain't the first time. I mean, that's what we all do. That's the same thing with karaoke. You get a little, you get a little oil in your system, and you sound like Barry Manilow or the Bee Gees. Well, you think you sound like those guys.
If I did it, I wouldn't be on Abe's level. So.
Oh, no. Abe go – like, listen, man, the one time that I actually got a chance to see Abe do karaoke, Abe leaned into that thing something serious. he did his thing.
I'm like, it's not that serious.
Abe leaned into that thing, boy. He leaned into it. And he did his thing. But, shout out to Abe, man. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so that Dirty Bird Nest sounds kind of cool. And the ticket sales are going up. She's telling you the truth. So if you want to get in on this, and it should be. Let me ask you a question about buzz at camp. Just out of curiosity, think about all the camps that you went to, at Hofstra or at Lehigh or wherever the hell the Jacksonville Jaguars held camp.
They held it at the stadium.
Okay. Were there times where you went to different camps and there was or was not a buzz that you could tell as a player?
It's always a buzz, John, especially when it's something new, coming together of a bunch of different, philosophies and things of that nature, trying to win, trying to put it together. So it's always something like that. It's always been like that.
Yeah, I don't know. The last couple of, you know, well, of course, the last year we didn't go, but the year before I was at camp kind of going, okay, it's missing that kind of vibe that we had a couple of years back when we went to, you know, had that run to the Super Bowl, and there was just, it was just more kind of, okay, we're at camp and let's do this kind of thing.
Well,
let me
say this, John. The reason it was different is because the relationship had changed.
Maybe that's it.
To be totally honest, I don't think it had anything to do with the vibe of the team, because I think that the team was, you know, trying to do what they wanted to do. It's just that the relationship changed between us and the coach, so it was a little different for us.
Terry Fontenot is the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. What did he see yesterday? What does he feel about his club as it sits right now? We'll ask him when he joins us live next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com. Ninety-to-nine, The Game welcomes AEG Presents and Concerts West as they present the Rolling Stones No Filter 2021 North America Tour. Rolling Stones are back. The No Filter Tour returns to Atlanta November the 11th, so 1 month from now. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and tickets are on sale now. You can listen to 90-to-9, The Game all week long for your chance to win tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Don't need tickets to go see the Falcons out of Flowery Branch. Free to show up and be part of the festivities out there for this, and get ready to see Kyle Pitts. And one takeaway I had from my first day at camp yesterday, Hugh, was that, and this is nothing from nothing, except that I just thought it was interesting, is that if you took a mold, because it's one of those things where these the analysts, if you took a mold of a prototypical pocket quarterback and pressed him out, you'd get Felipe Franks. I mean, it was like, all right, that's everything that everybody wants when they go, he's got all the measurables.
You're talking about the size,
the arm strength, you know, all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I went, it doesn't mean he can play quarterback. I mean, it just means that when you look at how long his arms are and, you know, how tall he is and how he's structured and how he plants and how he throws, and he's got a gun for an arm. That we saw. I mean, so it was like, oh, okay, all right. But, you know, everybody here doesn't want no Felipe Franks. They don't want that, you know, statue quarterback, because he's kind of a statue. You know, so, you know, they want something a little bit more, I don't know, mobile, I think. Let's talk to the general manager, Terry Fontenot, the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, joining us live this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Terry.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. Appreciate y'all having me.
Terry, my first question is this, because NFL has changed so much, and the time constraints are really, really taxing. So my question is this, how tough is it to evaluate players knowing that you, number one, you only got three preseason games, and the fact that training camps have been cut down so much? How hard is it to evaluate players now?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I would say, compared to what we did last year, we're in a much better situation in terms of evaluation, because last year we didn't even have the preseason games, and that is a great time to number one, develop and players to have opportunities, but also to evaluate the roster, and not just our roster, to evaluate the other rosters. So those preseason games are important. We get to practice with the Dolphins this year. We didn't have any of that last year. So last year was very difficult. It's a lot easier this year because of that. And I would say Arthur Smith does a really good job with the schedule, working within the constraints that the league gives us, and making sure we have enough competitive periods. And as you know, it's not just about on the field, it's about in the meeting room, when with intelligence and the discipline and all the things that we preach for this program. So it's we're in a much better situation this year to evaluate, but we make sure we find ways to do it.
You know, with that being said, because I know when I played, it was more so about the physical aspect of playing football. You know, if you
when go out you there, played, y'all had like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, and it was like mental like mental errors were a part of the game. But how much of an emphasis is it now? Like, if a guy can't get the plays, it's a good chance that he might not be on the field. How much emphasis is put on the teaching side of football now?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And you know that, because you'll have guys that will look real good in drill work, and but then when you get in the team work, whenever we're really running plays, then those guys can slow down because they're thinking too much. And so that's a big part of it. When you hear the head coach talking about his vision of the program, that's a big part of it, being smart, being disciplined, having situational awareness. So those things are all a part of it. So that's critical for us, that learning aspect of it. And we have to make sure we want to have a smart team. So that's the way that's how the guys have to train, and we have to evaluate it. And that's really important.
Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Falcons, which is more important? They're both important, but which is more important right up front when you get onto the field yesterday, install or evaluation?
You said install
or evaluation.
I think it's all critical. I think it really is, because and look, you talk about effort and toughness and physicality and the physical talent and all those things, and it's all important, but it all comes together. And when you want to have the type of team and play the type of football, the brand of football that we want to play here, everything matters. Everything really does. So that's all a part of it, and that's what we're preaching to the players.
How difficult, Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, how difficult has this vaccination regime platform been for, trying to get everybody on board with this, idea, and trying to also weigh, personal choice in this?
Yeah, I would say this team has done a really good job. And the mindset for us was to not press anyone either way, but just to give them the information and let them know, okay, these are the constraints. And the toughest part is probably like the little things, like I want my son to be, he's 10 years old, and my daughters, and I have three daughters, and usually during training camp, they'd be hanging out here, and they'd be, after practice, they'd run around on the field a little bit, but we can't do that. So I think that family aspect of it is really tough. And then some other things, like, Kyle Smith and Steve Sable were trying to have some workouts and do some different things, but it's tough whenever you have, because if a player is vaccinated on the street, then you can bring him in right away and work him out after he takes the test. But if not, there's a long period you have to wait. And so there's a lot of players out there that aren't vaccinated. So it is, and as you know already, when all players are at 90, you're limited with the players that are on the street. So that's another challenge. So there are challenges with it, but I think this organization has handled them as best as we could.
Terry Fontenot is the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. Tell the fans what you have seen from your number one pick, what your expectations are of Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, we've seen that obviously he's a very talented player, and you see that right away when you obviously the size, the athleticism, the transition. But one of the things you really like about him is the humility, and he's eager to learn. He's listening, and his makeup, his mindset, he knows that hey, we all have a lot of work to do to get where we need to get. And so he has that right mindset to learn, to improve every day. So he's got the skill set. He's got the mindset. And I think in terms of the expectations, it's the same as any other player. And we want to get the absolute best of us and go out and compete every day and get better every day. So as opposed to saying some specific number or what we expect him to do against the Philadelphia Eagles, I think it's more about coming out every day and doing your absolute best and make sure you're improving and being a good teammate.
Fast forward a little bit, because you brought it up talking about, the beginning of the season and everything. What is it going to be like for you that first game against the Saints? Because I'm pretty sure when you were down there in New Orleans, there was no love lost for the Atlanta Falcons. So what's that going to be like for you that first game against the Saints?
That's a good question. And I haven't even – honestly, I haven't thought about it, because when you – from the day I got here on January 18th, when I signed the contract here, there's been one thing after another. And that's why we love these jobs, because there's so much that goes into it. And between your family and the work, and I haven't even thought past – the preseason, the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to work through those. And so the New Orleans Saints, I haven't even thought about it, man. I really haven't, as crazy as it sounds. And I'm just excited to be a part of this great organization, and excited to work and put everything we have into winning today. And then we'll do our best today, and then we'll wake up tomorrow and do the same thing.
What are your expectations for this season?
I think just that, I think just like I just go out and do our very best and get the most of ourselves. You know, there's a lot of people from the players and the coaches and the staff and the scouts. A lot of people put a lot into this, and families make sacrifices. And so, and we're very confident and passionate about what we do. And so what we want to do, what we believe winning is getting the absolute best of yourself and putting everything you can into it. And so we want to win today and win tomorrow and get the most of ourselves. So I would say it's just that. It's about our intent and our effort and everything we put into it. We just want to do our very best.
Terry Fano, general manager of the Falcons. One of the things the Falcons fans will tell you, as you probably hear, you can't avoid it when you listen to the radio or read social media, is about a lack of pass rush on this team. And to that end, is there a sense that we're going to see with Dean Pease in a defense more of an attacking style that fans, when they go to practice or to the preseason games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, are they going to see a team that's going to be more active defensively in terms of trying to attack from the defensive side?
Yeah, and we have a lot of confidence in obviously the players here, but also Dean Pease and what he's going to do. And, you know, pass rush doesn't – obviously I'm preaching to the choir here, but pass rush doesn't just come from the front or the edge, and it's the linebackers. And I'll tell you what, we have some really fast athletic linebackers, and you talk about the safeties, and when you have a tough physical competitive team and you have athletes all over the field, pass rush can come from anywhere. And so we have confidence in this roster and in this coaching staff and what we're going to do. And now, that being said, obviously, there's not one building in the NFL that doesn't want more pass rush. And some have more than most, but we're always looking for edge rushers, and we're always looking for that. So we're going to work to continue to build. But yes, I know Dean Pease is going to be multiple, and he's going to scheme things up, and we're excited about our defense.
So I'm kind of curious, Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Falcons, when you walked on the field yesterday, did you say, ah, great to be back? Did you say, oh, my gosh, it's hotter than blazes? Or did you say, I'm in charge here, aren't I? This is my team. This is my team, my responsibility. What kind of hit you first?
Well, first of all, I said it's hot as hell. It's really hot, man. It was really hot out there yesterday. And so that's the first thing I said. And I don't really see it like I'm in charge. And we have such an inclusive process. And so from myself, the head coach, Arthur Smith, and the entire – every player that's here, every decision that is made, it's an inclusive process. And it's our team, it's our decisions, and it's going to be our season. And when I say our, I'm not just talking about myself and the head coach. I'm talking about everyone in this building. I'm talking about the staff. I'm talking about every player, because we all put a lot into this. And so it's going to be us. We're going to do it together. And I felt the heat right away. And then I am excited about where we are at this point, because a lot of people put a lot into this.
Well, you know, it comes pretty quick. A week from tonight, you're going to 2 weeks from tonight, you're going to be playing football against the Titans. So that'll come fast enough. Do appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning, Terry. Thanks much.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, guys. You too. Appreciate y'all.
Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. I can't speak for him. He answered the question himself. I would have said it's hot, and then I think it would have hit me like a ton of bricks. You, oh,
I got this. Is me. This is all me. That's what it hit you like that, John. This all me.
Uh-oh, that's a good and bad thing. Yeah, I'm the boss. Oh wait, it's like I'm
the
boss.
I get to do what I want to do.
I'm the boss.
Yeah,
yeah. This is my. This kind of on me now. Yeah. A little bit on you. Morning show with John and Hugh. One of the things that Arthur Smith, the head coach, talked about was some of his reaction to what he saw on the field, the specific players, Pitts, Ridley, A.J. Terrell. He spoke to that, and we'll have that little snippet of the interview that he did yesterday in the afternoon show, and bring you that in the next hour on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.